My name is Karagat Warner, the Craft Your Confidence Coach and podcast coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for connection and community, and inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello there, and welcome to a new episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. I've been having so much fun chatting with coaches over the past few weeks during my free consult sessions that I offer. And I'm also talking a whole lot on Instagram in the DMs, which is really amazing. Like, I've been thinking about this lately because email is like dead to me. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, it's all about the DMs and the PMs on Facebook, right? But mostly DMs. I'm like loving Instagram these days. So today I decided to go solo and talk all things podcast launching because I've been having lots of conversations with coaches who are about to embark on creating their podcasts. And I've been noticing three mistakes that they are making. And in this episode, I want to share them so that you can avoid them too. So let's go ahead and dive in to this topic right now. So I have these three mistakes. Okay, so mistake number one is launching your show with just a few episodes. Now, I see this all the time. I have a conversation with a coach and they tell me, you know, I'm going to test the waters. I'm just going to, you know, I have three ready to go and we'll see what happens. But what happens is nothing happens. It's crickets. And after a month, they're ready to give up. Because what I'm hearing is that there's this idea that you have a built-in audience when you start a podcast. Yes, it's a powerful, powerful tool. That's why I stand behind it. And I've been doing this stuff for 8 years. But like other approaches to your business, without a strategy, without even this, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be like rocket science. It can be fun and easy. That's my mantra. Fun and easy. I've been doing that since the days of, you know, working as a magazine editor. I remember the VPs would say, fun and easy, simple and easy, quick and easy, because quick and easy sells. So, you know, you can have a quick and easy, simple strategy. And that's what I teach my clients. Thank goodness for all those years in craft publishing. They paid off. And it's really interesting to see how podcasting has always been on by my side. So it's exciting to launch, you know, and you're like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to have a few episodes. It's a lot of fun, but it could turn into not a lot of fun if your goal is to like get noticed, right? To feed those baby birds. You want to make an impact, right? You want to, you know, you really want to create that. You want to share your voice. You want to share your vision. I hear that a lot. I want to share my message, my vision. But if you don't have a plan for people to see it, and that is your responsibility. I mean, really, as a coach, if you're going to have a podcast, it's almost like your mission, your responsibility is like, I have to reach those baby birds. I have to reach those humans. And so in order to do that, I need a plan. Right? Because this idea of build it and they will come, it really is a thing of the past, right? And that's not to be a Debbie Downer. But you know, the thing that's exciting about podcasting is that, I mean, I'm amazed. Like when I started teaching podcasting at live events, like in-person events, back in the days when I was in craft publishing, I would teach a class. It would be on how to start a podcast, how to become your own media machine through a podcast. I would teach PR methods. I would teach people, I would teach yarn shop owners and designers how to start a podcast or how to actually get on podcasts and use podcasts as a way to promote themselves and not even have a podcast. So I've had all different ways of teaching this method. And over the years, it was like, I remember when I started teaching it, I would talk about, you know, this is the future. You know, cars are rolling out options like in their dashboard to press a button and listen. Now it's a reality. It's been a reality. Now it's like, oh, what's radio? What's radio? Who listens to radio? It's all about podcasts. So that's my, I should say, what am I trying to say here? My inspiration. Yes, there's the word. My inspiration for you, that it is so much more accepted. People are listening to podcasts, and so many more people are creating them. So the space is getting bigger because coaches, business owners, you know, everyday people, they're like, ah, this is a thing. So yeah, there's a piece of the pie for everybody. And all it is, you know, as a life coach, it's about your thought and your thought that, oh my God, I get to do this. How amazing is that? And because since others have done it, so can I. Like, you know, there's space. And this is a beautiful thing. It's exciting. So there's mistake number one for you, launching with just a few episodes. It's really good to have a strategy in place. And that strategy can be really simple. Okay. It doesn't have to be all these bells and whistles. And one of the simplest things that you can do is to just create a little bank of episodes. Let's say it's 5 to 7, right? And then you launch them all at this, like during the same week, and you create a big buzz. That's one of the things that I teach my clients. But this is just like a simple tip, something that you can do. Like, don't just launch with one, like really put together a plan. Okay. Mistake number two, missing out on not knowing about how to get into this amazing opportunity called New and Noteworthy. So this is an awesome piece of real estate on Apple Podcasts. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to Apple Podcasts, New and Noteworthy, it is where your podcast lives, right? So when you create a podcast and you send it to the world, it goes through Apple Podcasts. Think of Apple Podcasts like the center, like you think of a wheel, right? The center of the wheel, the nucleus of a cell, whatever you want to call it. And then all the players that people listen to, you've seen like, oh, you know, there's Apple Podcasts, there's Overcast, there's Stitcher, all these different players. When you submit your podcast to Apple Podcasts, it goes into all these different players. And when you're on New and Noteworthy, when you're on Apple Podcasts, you have an opportunity to get into this section. Like I said, this real estate, it's called New and Noteworthy. So if you're on an iPhone, you know that purple icon on your phone for podcasts. If you're on an Android, you can actually do this. You can't do it on Android, but you can do it from your desktop, right? So if you go to Apple Podcasts, right? Because we can get that on our desktop if you actually are on an Android. So there's all kinds of ways to see this. But if you're on your iPhone right now, if you have one, go open that little icon, that little purple icon, and you will see right on the homepage, you'll see New and Noteworthy. Now, for a while, Apple Podcasts took that away, but it came back. Yay, it came back. This is an amazing opportunity because every podcaster has a chance for the first 8 weeks. I always say 8 weeks. I got to check my stats. Might be longer. It might be 11 weeks. I don't know. But my point here is you only have a short period of time, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever it is, it goes fast. And it's the first 8 weeks, you know, it's the first handful of weeks after you launch your podcast. And after that, you cannot get into this category Unless, of course, you start a new podcast, but that would be a pain in the ass, right? So you don't want to do that. You want to make a big bang with your podcast, right? You want to do it the right way. It's a lot of work. And so you get into this. This is not like pie in the sky. Like every podcaster has a chance. It doesn't matter how big your platform is. Going back to what I said before about mistake number one, not launching with a plan. If you have a plan behind you, like even write it down on one piece of paper. Here's my strategy. All right. What are the steps that how am I going to create a buzz? How am I going to make sure that my podcast gets into new and noteworthy? Because by the way, Apple Podcasts is like, it has an algorithm. If you don't know what an algorithm is, it's like, you know, when you post something on Instagram and you post something on Facebook, it's in the feeds. It's out there, right? You see it. People see it. That's called the algorithm. And the more that you have an episode coming out, like the more it's going to get seen by in Apple Podcasts. It's going to pop up on those main pages. It's just sort of numbers, right? The law of numbers. So for example, if you have those episodes I mentioned before, you got 5 in the bank, 7 in the bank, whatever it is. I teach my clients to do 8 to 10 episodes. And I have a whole strategy for this. And at the end of this episode, I'll share with you how you can learn more about, you know, how to get your hands on my checklist. So you can get into this category and it's like you get seen. So not a lot of coaches that I talk to know about it. It's really amazing. Like, oh my gosh, really, Kara? I didn't know about that. Nobody told me. And so this is a lost opportunity if you don't know about it. Like it's really, really a good thing to try to tap into. And then mistake number three is a big one. This is a really important one. If you only use this strategy, this is going to be golden. So mistake number three is not getting on other podcasts. And you might be thinking, but I'm starting a podcast. Why would I get on other podcasts? Hey, just hopping in here really quick to let you know that I have a free masterclass on all things how to podcast. And if you're a coach, a podcast is a beautiful way to coach and teach your potential clients before they ever get on a consult call with you. I know this is true because just about every time I get on a call with someone new, I always ask the question, "So how did you hear about me?" And it's always the podcast. Think of it like doing the job of a consult. It's pretty amazing, right? So in my free class, I show you how to create impact and launch your show powerfully. Because here's the truth. The podcasting space is getting more and more crowded with new shows popping up every day. The good news is podcasting is still growing and has now surpassed radio listening. So now's the time to get in on the game. Creating a podcast is only part of the equation. It's about knowing how to strategically launch your show, starting from episode number one, so you can rise above the noise. And in my free class, I show you exactly how to do this in 3 steps. To sign up, go to karagottwarner.com, Confident Podcaster. So yeah, this mistake number three, not getting on other podcasts. You might be thinking, okay, like I'm starting my own podcast. So why would I want to get on other shows? So this strategy is really, really huge. And I see a lot of successful podcasters, coaches who have been on my show say, oh yeah, I do this all the time. This is great. I love getting on podcasts. They get on all podcasts. Like they're asked to come on. Yeah, let's go. Because you're getting in front of so many other audiences and you never know. You could find that one person that needed to hear your story and that person could become your client. You just don't know. And don't try to figure it out because you'll go mad trying to figure it out. But this strategy of getting on other podcasts is really huge. And you might be a little bit, you might be thinking right now, and I've heard coaches say, I'm so scared though. I don't know. And it's like, why? Like, let them do the talking and ask and lead the conversation, right? And then all you have to do is answer. I was pleasantly surprised when I started going on other podcasts. I like getting interviewed more than being the interviewer, because as the interviewer, you know, you have to lead a conversation, right? It's a whole different way. You have to lead. So when you're being asked the questions, I don't know. Everyone's different, but I find it to be fun. I really like it. So getting out from behind your own microphone is a really important strategy that I teach my clients when we put together a very structured approach. It's a very simple process, but it's structured so that when you are launching during that time frame, that container of your launch, you are also on other podcasts, like the other shows are released, the shows that you're guesting on are being released as well. So here's a bonus mistake that I see: investing in too much equipment and getting bogged down by the equipment and by all of that stuff as the obstacle to getting started. And you know, then what happens is you're not doing the thing that you were excited about in the first place. And that is to have fun and record, just like I'm doing here, because for me, this is like the bomb. So then the fun is gone, right? The other part of this is, you know, this mistake of doing it all yourself and doing it, you know, all the editing and all the bells and the whistles, and you're not even sure like what those are, and you're learning everything at the same time. I you know what? I think that's great. I know you'll hear a lot of different opinions about what you should do in the beginning. And a lot of people will say you should, you know, learn and edit yourself. And if you have the time, that's great. But I know that if you're a coach, and you're in business and or whatever business you have, your life, right? You're busy. We're all busy. And I say, do the thing that only you can do and hand off the other things to people that, you know, can do it, like your editing and your show notes and your graphics. And the thing that only you can do is record your episode and work on your programs, plan for your clients. How can I excite and delight my clients today? Right. So the problem I see is that there's too much DIYing it, right? And it's taking you away from you being the coach, right? And doing the things that only you can do. And also, more bonus things. This probably should have been number one mistake is no planning ahead. Flying by the seat of your pants kind of planning, which isn't planning, right? No batching. So you've heard me talk about batching and you're like, what the heck is that? You might be thinking, what does that mean? Batching your episodes, batching your plans, sitting down and recording like 3 to 4 episodes at once. So you have no plan, no structure. You just wing it, right? You have no topics. You have no structure to what you're going to be teaching your people, right? So there's no big picture planning. And so that's the thing that I know is one of my superpowers for sure. And that's what I help my clients with. So it's a beautiful thing that I know this about myself. Back in the day when I was an editor of a big magazine, this was really important. Like I had to know big picture. Like that was why I was hired, to understand, like to look aerial view down at all the pieces of the puzzle, all the components. What would make this magazine sell? What would make the audience, you know, the knitter looking at the magazine, because it was a knitting magazine, right? What would entice them to open up the magazine to begin with, right? What does that cover look like? What does the content inside the magazine look like? What kind of articles are in there? You know, what does the imagery look like? Those are all the things that I could see before they were even there. And for me, that was the most exciting part of the process. I love strategy and I love seeing the big picture. To me, that's super creative. So I help my clients with that, and I can certainly help you with that too. But really, to think big picture, whatever that means for you, like, I want to plan ahead. I'm going to put this in a spreadsheet and or on a piece of paper and map it out. And it can be simple. These are the topics I'm going to cover for the month of, or in May, right? June. Boom. This is what I'm doing in June. And all of these things, you know, in this bonus little, all these bonus mistakes I see, this ensures that you don't pod fade, right? And what is pod fading? Pod fading means that you stop before you really even get started. And what I mean by that is you got 10 episodes. You've been publishing week after week and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so much work. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to record today. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to record today. And then next week comes and you're like, I'm not going to record today again. And then it's over. I mean, that's what happens, you know? And it's because you don't have a plan, you didn't batch, and you don't have big picture thinking. Podcasting is definitely playing the long game. You know, there are exciting things in store for you when you decide to be a podcaster, and you can keep it fun by doing these things. You know, even though it sounds maybe like a lot to say, okay, I'm going to plan ahead, I'm going to batch, I'm going to map things out. But if you do that ahead of time, and literally that could take you an hour sitting down on a Friday afternoon or whatever it is, you know, and mapping it out so that every time you do show up, you already know what you're going to do. And you're like, yay, I get to like do this, like, you know, get behind the microphone. And oh my gosh, I love this stuff, right? And then, but it's like about having the love affair with this idea of podcasting, right? Getting behind the microphone for me is like this magical thing happens, just having it in front of my face. You know, it's about playing the long game. But it's also about saying, like, it's almost like forgetting that you're playing the long game because you love it so much. You're like, I don't care. I'm like, even if no one's listening right now, like, I know, like, they're coming. I know I'm affecting lives. And I know it because I have a plan and I have passion behind me. I love this stuff. I love doing it. So if you're sitting here and you're thinking, okay, I love the idea of podcasting. I have a microphone. I have I've invested in that. I have some apps, but I haven't done anything, but I'll do it soon. I want you to do it now. And I want you to figure out, I want you to discover your passion and I want you to have a love affair first before you do anything else. I want you to, you know, really discover the essence of what it is that you're doing. What I'm doing right here. For me, it's like, I can't wait to pop out of bed in the morning because I love doing this so much. Right? So it's about, and then it's about deciding that you're all in and you're going to stay in for a period of time, you know, until you you see results, whatever those results are. Like, have a goal in mind. What is the goal that you have? But really, it's when I say the long game, I mean, that varies. But I just, like, a month is not enough. 3 months is not enough. You know, these things take time. You know, I'm gonna be bold and say, give it 6 months, at least 6 months of commitment, planning ahead. Right? Knowing what your topics are going to be and showing up again and again, being consistent. Consistency is so important because your people are going to be expecting you to show up a certain day, a certain time, and commit to that. Commit to being that person that shows up And you, when you decide ahead of time that you're going to be that person, the energy like follows you. So before you get started, you decide, you know what? That's it. I'm drawing a line in the sand and I am deciding and I'm going to do this and I'm not changing my mind. And results will come. And they may not come the way I want them to come, but the universe has a plan. And all I need to do, like, is, you know, is sit in that seat. The universe is driving the bus. And all I need to do is sit my butt in that seat. So that is your strategy. That is your plan. And these three mistakes and the bonus mistakes, the bonus. Yeah. I don't know why I keep calling it the bonus mistake, because of like, you get it. It's like these are extra bonuses. Cause originally I only had three mistakes. There are many that I see. I don't want you to make them. So as they come to me, I'll share them. So the strategy that I teach my clients, I'll just tell you a little bit about it. Cause the strategy that I teach, this really puts your launch, your podcast launch on steroids. And I created a simple and clear approach that will put you in the arena with podcasts that are getting noticed. So remember the new and noteworthy thing that I mentioned? Because I know you don't want to waste your time. If you're going to do this, you don't want to waste your time. You're not here. You're not listening to this. If you're listening this far, you're like, I'm really interested in podcasting. You're not here to get stuck behind the tools and the equipment. That's not effective. That's a poor use of your time. So I help my clients move mountains behind their microphone and have fun doing it. And they see the results that they're after. So let's have a conversation. So I'm having a ton of fun on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, go over there. Leave me a DM. That's what I'm going to say in this episode. That's my call to action. Please go follow me on Instagram. I'm at the Podcast Launch Coach. That's my handle, the Podcast Launch Coach on Instagram. I'm having lots of fun over there in the DMs. So meet me over there and let's talk about your podcast, okay? And when you come over there, just say that you listened to this episode and also let me know that you'd like the checklist that I mentioned in this episode. And it is my complete 10-week framework. It's the checklist that each of my clients get and I guide them through for 10 full weeks. So it is a guided launch process. And I'm going to give the entire thing to you. So join me over on Instagram. I'm at, so my handle is the Podcast Launch Coach. And send me that DM. All right. That's all I got for you today. So I'm glad that you joined me. This was a lot of fun. And I hope that this has really been eye-opening for you if you're thinking of launching and starting a podcast. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Well, I hope you enjoyed that podcast episode. And I just want to close with letting you know that if you're ready to craft your podcast with confidence, I've got a free masterclass. I'm going to show you the three steps to get started. I'm going to help you to get out of your own way and stop creating the confusion and the overwhelm. Because all you need is a microphone and a message and a desire to make an impact. That's it. To sign up, go to caragotwarner.com/confident podcaster. And then after you watch, you'll learn the next steps for working together in my signature Confident Podcaster program. Again, it's a free class. And you can take these three steps and use them right away. So go to caragotwarner.com/confident podcaster. Take care and I'll see you next time.